The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In just the last few days, we have celebrated Columbus Day. Schools were out. Many people had a holiday weekend. But why do we celebrate this day? I remember learning in school that Columbus discovered America, but I don't ever remember hearing why Columbus discovered America. When we read Columbus' own writings, it becomes obvious he decided to make his journey because of inspiration from God, his Creator. Columbus wrote, "It was the Lord who put into my mind, I could feel His hand upon me, that it would be possible to sail from here to the Indies. All who heard of my project rejected it with laughter, but there was no question that the inspiration was from the Holy Spirit, because He comforted me with rays of marvelous inspiration from the Holy Scriptures." While there are those who reject the idea that God can lead us in this world and make plain to us what He wants us to do, the Bible is plain that in reality, that God created us for that very kind of life. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Columbus told of his own relationship to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. He said, "I am a most unworthy sinner, but I have cried out to the Lord for grace and mercy, and they have covered me completely." When he left the port in Spain, he took communion and announced that he was starting this voyage in the name of Jesus Christ. He obviously believed Jesus was the Son of God and our only Savior. He stated plainly it was his belief that there wasn't much time to get the gospel of Christ to the world, and he was making this voyage to take that message to heathen lands. Were you aware that Columbus had this kind of commitment to Jesus Christ? Well, I wasn't until I read his own writings. I find amazing truths about our forefathers when I read their own words instead of taking what others say about them. But not only did Columbus get the idea for his voyage from God, he got the mechanics of how to make that journey from the Lord also. He would state, "For the execution of the journey to the Indies, I did not make use of intelligence, mathematics, or maps. It is simply the fulfillment of what Isaiah had prophesied." Though Columbus was probably the best navigator of his day, he didn't rely on his excellent knowledge of the ocean and sailing to get him here. He relied first on the accuracy of the Bible to tell him to do this and how to do it. What would our lives and the life of our nation be like if we did this again? Columbus has a word for us today in our present situation. After seeing how faithful God would be to provide for and to protect those who would obey His leading, he would write, "No one should fear to undertake any task in the name of our Savior, if it is just, and if the intention is purely for His holy service. Oh, what a gracious Lord who desires that people should perform for Him those things for which He holds Himself responsible." You see, Columbus glimpsed the truth that we were made by God to be a vessel of His life, and that any life that will surrender to the will of God will become a vessel that Jesus Christ will literally flow through in this present world. Are you that life? Or do you think that life that has your name attached to it is yours to do with what you want? His plan for you is the only plan that's right. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.